According to Tom Ross, artistic director of Aurora Theater in Berkeley, when he's asked patrons what playwright they'd most like to see, the number one answer has been Tom Stoppard. The problem, Ross says, is that most of Stoppard's plays require large casts, too many actors for Aurora to accommodate. However, the 1982 play The Real Thing, now at Aurora through March 5th, has a relatively small cast. Because much of the content is contemporary to that era, including the music used in the play, some people might find it dated. And that's a mistake. Great art is never dated.
There are great characters in this play, and they are all fully fleshed out.
Tom Ross.
And they all have very strong opinions about, let's say, love. Everybody has this different kind of opinion about love, or about whether people can be faithful to each other or not. It's written in just a very witty, sparkling, alive, and smart way.
An autobiographical work that grapples with the difference between theater and real life, between what we see and what might be behind the curtain, The Real Thing opens with what looks like a loving couple, but soon we learn that one of them is having an affair. Then we learn the scene itself isn't what it appears to be. As Stoppard noted recently, all his plays hinge on questions, and at the center of The Real Thing is a question about how deep do you dig to get to what is real. Actor Elijah Alexander.
For me, playing Henry, which is sort of Tom Stoppard's alter ego or stand-in, if you will, or avatar, Henry is striving to discover the real in everything, a real sense of authenticity, a real sense of originality in his work. The one real idea that's going to break everything apart. Also, he's searching for the real in love. Not only real love, but what is the nature of unconditional love?
Beyond the storyline and the philosophical ideas presented in the play, Stoppard is also looking at language itself, and it is his language in all his work that makes him the great playwright he is.
I approached this play as I would a Shakespeare play or a Shaw play. I concentrated first on the text. You have to dissect and break down each one of these arguments and then figure out what is being said, what is trying to be conveyed. I mean, like a musical score, orchestrate that argument in such a way that it's effective.
Elijah Alexander is a standout as Henry, the man at the center of the play, making Stoppard's complex soliloquies his own. But the rest of the cast is also adept, particularly Carrie Paff and Liz Sklar as the two women in his life, Emily Radesevich as his daughter, and Tommy Gerbeek in two very different roles. Any production of a Stoppard play is a gift, and it's a special gift when the production manages to equal the quality of the writing, which is why this particular production of The Real Thing is a must-see. Elijah Alexander.
Tom Stoppard, at the beginning of this play, he writes a sort of note to the collaborative team. He's open to interpretations of these characters as long as clarity of utterance is the most important thing. He really does understand the power of the spoken word.
The Real Thing by Tom Stoppard, directed by Timothy Neer, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through March 5th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.